There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions, including what's happening in Baltimore. Boy, what a mess. And they've decided in Baltimore to make a very big change. I'm going to tell you what that change is. Also, Donald Trump being told by the RNC to tone it down. Wow. Sit down and shut up, Donald Trump, basically, is what the Republicans are saying. As you have immigration now moving even more front and center after some of the comments he made, everybody and their brother has their own opinion on it. The Confederate flag is being torn in 15 different directions pretty much almost everywhere in this country. It's being debated as a symbol that needs to go. The Democrats blasting the Republicans' move on the Confederate flag amendment because they threw up an amendment to try to dump it, meaning from any of the state parks. And in South Carolina, it's pretty much a formality as they go through the exercise of taking the flag down. But as I said, Donald Trump finally realizes what it means when you run for office and everything you say is scrutinized. Even the PGA is saying, we're not going to be here. We're ditching your tournament. We don't want to have it. We don't want to have our tournament at your golf course. So NBC said goodbye. The PGA said goodbye. Macy's said goodbye. A couple of different things have happened to Trump since his comments about Mexicans, specifically about Mexicans. And the 2016 election it already was heating up. It seems like we've been talking about it forever. And now it's heating up even more as more are declaring and jumping in, not so much on the Democratic side, but more on the Republican side. And we're getting closer to that first debate for what it's worth. Are you still looking for that independent candidate? I think a lot of people are. And then there was the crazy glitch in the stock market down, the NASDAQ down for the New York Stock Exchange down for 2 hours at the same time, and this was 11:30 Eastern time. At the same time, United Airlines had its own glitch, and people were stuck in airports all over the place. The Wall Street Journal had a front page go down and crash because everybody's trying to find information. The White House was scrambling, saying this is not a terrorist cyber attack. It's not somebody trying to come after us. But not everybody was buying what they were selling as this glitch, this crazy glitch in the stock market, which was down, 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 brother. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. How are you tonight?
Hey. I am good. How are you doing, bro?
Yeah. Well, your show is working better than the entire stock market, apparently, because it hasn't had even a glitch yet. You know, that wasn't a glitch. Come on now. A glitch is like when, you know, I'm talking, and that was a glitch right there, because you couldn't hear a little bit of what
right.
I said. But
right.
If I hang up for 3 hours in 30 minutes, that is not a glitch. You know, you are freezing trillions of dollars. People are freaking out beyond the word freak. You know, I mean, you've got people with computers out there that make hundreds of trades per second. Yeah.
Right.
You got tomorrow, you know, a mutual fund, let's say you have, you know, $50,000 in a mutual fund and then you see that the stock market has stopped working, You can't do anything until after trading day has finished. Then you call in and say, hey, you know, sell or you know, do something. But so tomorrow, that's when the mutual funds are going to kick in and the reactions that the owners of mutual funds have had. You know, this is not a glitch. And when you combine it with the Chinese stock market meltdown, the Chinese have been doing everything possible to try and stop their stock market slide. And they're realizing that communism cannot stop a stock market slide. There's nothing they can do. So who knows if they, you know, told their hackers to try and stop the money from escaping from China into the, to the our market, because our market is still strong,
Right.
And,
right. And so I agree with you. There's something more to it than that.
I mean, I can't remember the last time when the stock market did not work for, 3.5 hours. I remember when, like it went down. Remember last year or something, it went down like 1,000 points in 10 seconds or something like that.
Yes.
But it still kept working,
Right.
But this time,
right.
people were calling their brokers and screaming, what do you mean nothing's working? And when those Chinese when they hacked the federal government and they took everybody's information, they didn't just take everybody's birthday and everybody's name. They took everybody's, people had passwords out there, they had emails, they blackmail, and you could blackmail all kinds of people. You send an email to somebody you're not supposed to be sending to or whatever. I would like to hear what you have to say, because you're very active in the stock market, and you know a lot of people in it, and I'd just like to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And hear what you have to say.
Get my take. Yeah, Tomas, as always, great call. You're absolutely on the money, brother. Absolutely. There is something more at work here. And as he said, with the Chinese and what's happening, it's not so far-fetched because of the hacking. Let's be real. And that's why the White House reacted immediately, to think that there wasn't something going on there. I mean, how many times did I hear the word nefarious today? Absolutely insane. And here's the thing. This is why I say it's like standing at the craps table. You know that anyway. But people, middle class people, really need a chunk of diversity, right? So you need a chunk of diversity to make more money. And the idea is, and this is why rich people get richer, because they could dump money into stocks and then they could pull it out and feel when things were hot, and they could make pretty quick turnarounds, not shorts, but they could make pretty quick turnarounds. So it is very strange as to what's happened here, other than trying to explain the big error. I mean, how does that happen on the market? Just a massive tech glitch. It's not a glitch. He's right. Calling it a glitch isn't right, because it was too long. I mean, to have the stock exchange down for that long is crazy. But is it really a cyber attack? In New York, it's tight as a drum. They suspended trading because of that technical issue. And they're saying, hey, it's only our computers. It's very odd. It's one of the things that happens sometimes. I got some more thoughts on that. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The New York Stock Exchange. Yeah, Hail to the Chief. A lot of people want to hear that song trailing behind them. By the way, NASDAQ down 261 points. Apple dumped 248 on the day, 2.48% basically. So dumped GE stock. I could go on with the big blue chippers, but it was a very, very rough ride, and one that does not seem to the naked eye to appear to be just, oh, no big deal. Almost four hours down, and this is a terrible glitch, and it's glitches galore I saw somewhere, and this isn't anything to panic over. When they tell you it's nothing to panic over, that's when it usually is something to panic over, you know. So it basically reopened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon after being stopped just before 11:30 in the morning. And, you know, you look at the New York Stock Exchange, which is the oldest of the oldest, it goes back to the late 1700s. And massive amounts of stock, needless to say, are exchanged on that exchange. And traders were waiting nervously throughout the day. You know, this used to be the old-fashioned way with the papers, and you've seen shots of that, and people screaming and yelling things. And is this just the age that we live in, or is there something more to it than that? Because with the S&P index down 1.7% on Wednesday, you know, we were focusing on the turmoil in China and Greece. And then this happens. It just, the all clear just does not seem correct. It means duck and run for cover. And this is going to also send people, no matter what and how it's explained, really starting to think even more and more about not being completely invested in the market, which, by the way, is a good thing. Let's go out to Adam in Manhattan. Hey, Adam, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I wanted to discuss the recent gay marriage equality bill that was passed.
Uh-huh.
It was, it's something that I've been interested in for a long time because as a gay male myself, I grew up in the South in North Carolina, and it was something that I thought needed to be discussed on a different light, in a different perspective. And about all of that, I think that it was something that was waiting to be, it was waiting to happen by itself. And when it did, there were a lot of questions that came up because CBS aired their version of What Would You Do with a Gay Couple. And it was very interesting to me because I got to be home with my parents, and they're very religious. And seeing that with them, it was something that I wanted to kind of get out in the public. So am I okay to just discuss that for a quick second?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so here's the thing. First of all, so your reaction was, hey, it's about time, right? Is that where you were said, like, wow, finally this is what's happening? But you say you grew up in the South in a religious family. And did they know that you were gay? Was your family aware of that?
I came out to my parents 4 years ago, and it was probably the hardest thing I ever did.
Wow.
But in the process of that, my parents have never treated me differently, and they're the most religious people I've ever met in my life.
Wow.
And so seeing this, what set me off kind of, and I wanted to have a public forum, and I'm not the person to kind of do that, but thank you so much for having me on air with you. It was just when CBS aired that I saw kind of what they were trying to prove, but that's not what goes on in the U.S. It really is. There's such a diluted version of what the opposite sides of things are. Like, if you live in the Bible Belt, this is how people react. And if you don't, this is how people react. Here's the bottom line, I think. The bottom line is, if you are living your Christian, that's what they're going off of.
Yeah.
If you want to go about that process, then, you know, maybe read a little bit further and the same verse that they keep quoting, well, don't cut your hair or wear makeup. And my parents kind of were there with me. And so I was able to be home for my grandmother's funeral. I came back into New York today. And it was lovely to be home because they gave me a huge hug and they said, thanks for just standing up for what you believe because we're able to be there with you. And I kind of wanted to hear what you thought as well about all of I guess it kind of goes into the Confederate flag thing as well, because the Confederate flag was also not actually a flag. It was a battle standard. So there are certain things that just seem idiotic, but I don't want to be the person either to say, oh, well, you're being idiotic, because that would be a double standard.
Well, and I think with the Supreme Court decision, it depends, Adam, on what you just said. You know, your parents have not treated you any different, and they were super religious, but they are able to still have their religious beliefs and accept their son. I think it depends on the eyes of how someone's looking at it, and I think you're right. It depends on whether you're talking about being in the Bible Belt or whether you're talking about being in New York City or about being on the West Coast. There are some natural biases that are tough, I think, to crack. And
of course.
And that we live in this world now where you've got a really hard line on some things, and on others it seems to be what I call kind of squishy. So now that the Supreme Court decision has happened, and
that's finite.
Yeah, this is it. I don't think we're gonna. I think what will happen is people will just start to those that are having problems with it will start to have to embrace it because it's the law of the land.
I would like to ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about all of that process with Prop 8 in the past? This coming up now, do you think, because I would like to get your opinion on it, do you think that was something that was being covered up to kind of get other things passed, because the whole gay thing would have been such a large, flamboyant piece of proposition that it would be as loud as it needed to be to get other things that were kind of under the rug, I guess you'd say, in the past, kind of when Prop 8 went up, and now it's kind of making our leadership look like that's what they were supposed to be doing in the first place.
Yeah, you know, that's a good observation. Was this something that, if you roll back other decisions that have been made, I guess, you know, one of the biggest ones was Clinton and the Don't Ask, Don't Tell thing, and then...
Come on now.
My dad's in
North Carolina, and he was in that process with President Clinton.
Yeah, and then look what happened. So that happens, and then the reversal of that, basically, okay, now that has to go away because it's not working, and we're having problems. We're having problems with that. So we see that what we've really seen, Adam. And hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for being so forthright. And we appreciate that. And again, understanding the struggles that people have had, I think that in pointing that out, that's exactly right. That there were other things that they were pushing through agenda-wise, and how to embrace it and how to deal with it, and especially on a really conservative level, because of what is the number one thing, Adam, and everybody listening, say it with me over and over again, what do politicians care about? Getting reelected, and the people around them, that's their job. They're not even looking at issues the way other people are looking at it. They'll have a tote board, and it'll say, well, what happens on immigration? Will this get us in trouble if we go this way? Or do we need to go this way? What happens on gay marriage? What if we say this? What if we say this? What is the constituents, what do they think? What is the base look like, the people who are going to elect us? What are the other things that are important to Americans in my particular area? This is why it's fascinating to see what's happening. We started with Hail to the Chief in this segment. It's fascinating to see what's happening in the race, especially for president on the Republican side. Donald Trump, who's massively under fire, everybody's distancing themselves from him, but Donald Trump actually has a lead in the most recent poll in North Carolina, believe it or not. On the flip side, we're going to have a little fun with our pal Nathan Reeder, so hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Six foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stay Delaney, America tonight.
8 foot punch.
Re-racking our top stories. New York Stock Exchange down for almost 4 hours. Told us just a glitch. People panic. What's going to happen tomorrow? Everybody checking their stocks. United Airlines sent people screaming into the night because their flights were grounded for hours across the nation. They had a computer glitch. How crazy is that? And in the meantime, the Wall Street Journal also had its own problems because everybody was trying to hit up their site. So it was bare bones after that. And this is breaking news. It is official. South Carolina's House approved the bill removing the Confederate flag. This was one of the holdups, so they approve it. Nikki Haley, the governor there, very conservative, was pushing for that to happen, and this is in the wake of the murder of all those innocent people in that church in Charleston, which set off the rage over the Confederate flag, NASCAR dumping it. Remember the General E. Lee, the car that was in the series Dukes of Hazzard, was bought by a PGA pro, Bubba Watson, and he said he loved that show, just, you know, liked the car, bought the car years ago, a couple years ago, and he's removing the Confederate flag from the car because he said he doesn't want to offend anyone. That's not his personality. He doesn't like that idea that anyone would think that he would have anything to do with being a racist. So Bubba is putting an American flag, in fact, it's already there, I heard, on the General E. Lee. So this is, you know, this whole thing with the flag flap continues. This is one of my favorite things that we do on the show. One, because we just love Nathan to death. But Nathan Reeder joins me for a very special segment of Fruits and Nuts Shred It or Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan, how are you?
Oh, just ready to chop right into this, milieu.
I love that. I love that. All right, so you're gonna really find this interesting, and I can't wait to get your take on it. First of all, have you ever done any indoor tanning? Did you ever in your life try to get yourself to a complete tan so you went to a tanning bed to do that?
I think I did try it once, not for very long. God.
One time.
Yeah, that was back in probably 1997 or something like that.
Wow, 97. Well, check this out. The use of indoor tanning is on the decline. A new study was just released from the CDC, and even the National Cancer Institute easily jumped on this. They say between 2010 and 2013, the percentage of adults using indoor tanning beds fell from 5.5% to 4.2%, so 2 million people less are tanning themselves with those devices. I would say get out of the tanning beds with everything that they're saying. You know, I'm no scientist or doctor, but I have to believe, based on what the dermatologists are saying, that this is not a good way to go.
Can't you just go outside and get more?
Yes, get vitamin D.
I mean, aren't we getting more outside than we used to anyway?
We are, hopefully. And I mean, I agree with you. It's so good for you to get that vitamin D. And do it the right way instead of the UV rays. You don't want that.
No.
You don't want the rays, the fake rays. And I, like you, I only did it one time. And I, thank goodness, but because, you know, then I think the one time I did it, I decided I'm really paying to go to a tanning bed. What am I thinking? And I thought it was okay, but I saw people that turned orange because they were so obsessed with looking tan. And I thought, forget it. It's not worth it.
Yeah, the natural look. Go with that.
The natural look. I like it. All right, how about this story? And I did talk about this in a previous hour of America Tonight. But Tom Selleck, our favorite Magnum PI, and now he's on another show. I think it's called Blue Bloods. But, you know, he's handsome and popular, and who cares about, you know, his whole acting persona. But he has a very big piece of property in California, and apparently he used a public hydrant to fill a commercial water truck 12 times in a district. First of all, just to even do that, but outside of his district, and they had a PI that was following the truck, and they continued to fill the tanker even after they got a cease and desist notice. He's got a big avocado farm, and there's a drought in California. What is he thinking? I mean, are you kidding
me? He is thinking.
Yeah!
That was water splashing against him in the back. Or Kool-Aid made with water. I don't know.
fruits and nuts, I'm just going to say, is fruits and nuts for me. What is it for you?
Kool-Aid.
I love it. Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, how about this one? A judge ordered the Patent and Trademark Office to cancel the Washington, D.C. NFL team's trademark protection on its name, meaning the Redskins, because the word is disparaging to Native Americans. The team is still free to use the name, and they can appeal the decision, but this is huge. They can still use the name, but they can't have trademark protection. So that's big news because, you know, of course, they're trying to make money on the Redskins name. But a lot of Indian tribes said they were so offended by that that it became a big deal. And this has been going on for years. So no longer can they have that protected symbol, meaning other people could rip it off. So that's a huge, huge win for the Native Americans who were offended by it. What do you think?
Wait, so technically
The Redskins name has been around for a long time as an old football team. That's what it's called, you know, the Redskins.
Yeah.
And it's a painted Redskin face and
no,
whatnot.
I mean, what was the decision?
That the cancellation of the trademark. So that means they don't have that protection. So you and I could come up with rip-off T-shirts and call it the Redskins and sell them. So they don't have the protection of the trademark anymore.
Cool. Open it up. Everybody, I think there was already a South Park that was kind of about that. Find it if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's big. I'm going to say bingo, ha-ha, to Daniel Snyder, because he spent a whole bunch of loot on this, and too bad. I mean, they can still use the symbol, but it's not protected, so that gives them less of a reason to use it.
Yeah, fruit basket bingo.
Fruit basket bingo, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, this is sad. This story is sad. I will just preface it that way for you, but several dogs apparently died during pet grooming. So you have pet lovers that are calling for regulations of the grooming industry. This happened in Los Angeles. There was a toy poodle who was left in a 109-degree dryer at a groomer's in L.A. So basically the dryer, like drying the dog off. The owner of the dog said they basically cooked him to death. And so they have these heated kennel dryers, which are cages with heating coils, and they're attached to a heating device. And you've got even a golden retriever, which is a big dog, died after being unattended that was left in this drying cage. I mean,
wait,
people
all in the
don't
same
think.
Place using that dryer?
Yes.
Cage? What? Over the course of what?
A couple years.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
How long has that place been open?
That place has been open for, they say, I've read the article, and they say at least 2 decades.
Jeez. Who's paying these kids to walk around? There's animals dying in their...
Yeah, it's wrong. I think it's wrong. All right, so I'm going to say bingo. I mean, bingo, they need to get rid of this. They
Boo,
need
bingo.
To close them down. Boo, yeah, close it down. All right, you're going to love this one. This is my favorite one of everything, folks, that we're talking about here. Stop whatever you're doing. You must pay attention to this. I'm serious. Time Warner Cable sent 153 automated phone calls to a Texas woman's cell phone. Now they got to pay her $229,000. The calls were not meant for her. And it was a fact she made clear to the company. Arcella King sued the company in March of last year, but the cable company still placed 74 more calls. A judge ruled that the calls were particularly egregious and fined the company triple the typical amount, the $500 fine for calling after someone requested the company not call again. So she gets $229,000 for 153 robocalls.
So she didn't even pick them up? She just saw that they were calling?
Well, she knew they were robocalls. You know when you get a robocall, it's like, hey, this is so-and-so calling you. So she knew they were, and she called them and told them, hey, something's wrong here. You got to stop doing this. Stop calling me. And the judge said, yes. She said no. It was a no-call list, everything. You can't do that. And she got all that money. The judge awarded her that.
Shoot, make it.
I was going to say, that is bingo, bingo,
make
bingo.
Make the robots pay quick before we can't.
Exactly. Time Warner. You pay, brother. I've had my own issues with Time Warner, so ha-ha. All right, Nathan. Excellent. We'll do it again next week. Hang with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
So-called glitch on the stock exchange. I say so-called because, boy, with all the money at stake and all the people who have serious bucks into the stock market, I guarantee there were a few who were furious. That's why the White House responded immediately. You want us to invest. You want us to be a capitalistic country, which we are founded on. Don't forget that. And then you've got these woes on the stock market, not good. And with what's happening with Greece and what's going on with China and then a slew of other things, it all falls into the pot. And that's why you have to be incredibly careful. I am not a stockbroker or an investment advisor. We have my pal Stephen Kelly on. I like him, and for a reason I have him on. I call him the free money guy. And it's because he tells you about other things to be aware of and how he refocused, knowing that he had to do it, and that's what threw him into the career. He didn't start off that way, and he's not a stockbroker. But it's interesting to see what's morphed in, what our money has morphed into in this society. And we could do a week's worth of shows on currency and where we're headed and the dollar and the stock markets and all of that wrapped in between. But I think there's probably more to it. I find it very hard to believe. And if this is the problem, this also shows the way to hack in pretty easy. So somebody watching who knows what they're doing, I'll call them a hacktivist, they probably could crack the system. And that's even scarier to think about. If this was some, if we're to believe this was some stupid glitch, then what happens if you get a real big-time hacker in the middle of this? What would that do to the stock market? It's all funny money, right, until it's in your hand. And that's pretty scary. You think of mutual funds. You think of people who have 401ks, and they're living on those 401ks because you're not living on Social Security. And if you're middle class, how much money do you really have that you can survive on? And that's, it's scary. Very, very, very scary. Not everybody has gold bricks and a ton of cash buried in the backyard. Like Tony Soprano. I don't know why. I was just thinking of that reference to the fact that he had buried money in his, it was somewhere in the backyard and his wife found it. You know, that whole $10,000 rule. All right. Some other big things happened in the last couple of days, and this has been brewing for a while, but the Baltimore City Police Commissioner has been fired, and there doesn't seem to be any real big backlash to this. We know what happened in Baltimore, the serious Baltimore, I want to call it implosion, and the mayor fired the police commissioner, saying that the spike in murders weeks after the unarmed black guy died of injuries in police custody required that there was some kind of a change that had to be made because of the Freddie Gray deal. So this is 2.5 months later after the city was flooded with riots and problems. And remember, the Freddie Gray thing again happened back in April, but the violence, the unrest, and what's happened there, on Tuesday night, you had two guys, might have even been another one, that jumped out of, it was more than that, that jumped out of a couple of vans, fired at a group of people a few blocks from a university campus. They killed three people. There was a fourth person that had to go get treatment for a gunshot and is now in stable position, and it seems as though this is just a random violent thing that happened. So crime is not being reduced. And then they talked about the accountability factor and that they had to hold officers who act out of line accountable. And see, there's that real tug of war, butting of heads over cops and what's happening in cities. But just specifically, it's a mess in Baltimore. It is. It's a mess in Baltimore. There's no question about it. It's not a shock to me that the mayor would get rid of the police. You know, that the mayor would make a huge change in the police chain of command. So firing the police commissioner is not a shocking thing for Stephanie Rawlings Blake to do anyway, because as the Baltimore mayor, remember, she comes from a family of cops. The interim commissioner is going to be this guy, Kevin Davis, who's only been there since January, will be on to make sure that people are held to some kind of accountability. But it's a crazy, crazy, crazy place to be in Baltimore, and it's a shame because this was a city they were really trying to clean up and had really worked hard to clean up its act, and then the Freddie Gray thing just even pulled things apart even more than you could possibly, you know, imagine. So let's see if the change helps them in any way. And, of course, the other thing I already mentioned, South Carolina's House approved the removal of the Confederate flag because they want nothing to do with more of the controversy over that. So, you know, that's out. That's done. The Confederate flag, though, continues to be debated on other levels, but not, I don't think any longer it's going to be something that certainly not, at least at the state house, that they're going to worry about in South Carolina. They're going to just make a move there, and they have. They have done that. And then mixed in between everything that's the bigger, what I call the bigger vibe, the obvious things in our face, there's this little thing that's not quite as obvious, but it's something I've always wondered about, and I happened to see a story, and I thought, wow, boy, that is scary. Four brands of children's crowns and two kids' fingerprint kits, two crime scene fingerprint kits were found to have asbestos. So these tests were done by EWG, right? And they confirmed that they found asbestos in some children's toys and crowns, and, you know, 28 boxes of them tested, four tested positively for asbestos. Are you kidding me? Contaminated? The asbestos fibers they would release, you think of a kid who uses how many, you know, and how, it's fascinating they know these statistics, but they say the average kid uses 730 crayons by the age of 10. By the age of 10, isn't that crazy? So what they did was, the contaminated crayons were bought from February to May of 2015 from Party City and Dollar Tree and in a suburb near San Francisco. And then these other toys were purchased through Amazon.com and Toys R Us because they're trying to figure out the asbestos exposure. And most of the testing, they don't really test all this stuff. And is any level of asbestos safe? If you told me the pens I had had X amount of asbestos in them, I would throw them out. I mean, wouldn't we? Wouldn't we throw them out? I mean, do you have grandkids? Do you have kids? Can you imagine that? That they don't test them, and then now they do have run some tests, and they're finding that. And can I tell you, where do you think they were made? A little place called China. Yeah, they were made, the ones that were tested, were made in China and imported into the U.S. Oh, isn't that ridiculous? So once again, I issue my challenge, and this is something we did a few years ago. Start to try to look for American-made things, right? Start to flip over the boxes, look at the tags. What's made in China? The stuff made in China, folks, is killing us. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.